So there's those kind of companies where you can see there's a classic sort of virtual push. You know, clearly they've got variable needs for storage or power. But are you seeing a more general move towards, even if you have a fairly steady requirement, the idea of virtualizing your data center is becoming attractive?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And it's not just, so what you're talking about is matching the demand with the capacity.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Interflora, day before Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Next, you know, next sale website,
yeah,
through the roof. You know, Prime Minister's website, whatever, election, you know, through the roof, kind of, and dipping back down.
Yeah.
And not having to kind of put all the infrastructure in place for their peaks.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but in a company that has a steady environment, one of the things that we saw over the last couple, over the last year and a half, is with the economic crisis, the scarcity of capex. So suddenly, you know, organizations are looking at ways to try and save money. The capex budgets just dried up. So we saw quite a lot of, and actually the requirements still coming in from the business to do things for efficiency.
Yeah.
So we saw a lot of customers come and talk to us about changing the commercial model of how they do business around not having to tie up large amounts of capex, but to have that opex, that pay as you go model.
Yeah.
So that was one of the really clear drivers that we saw for that type of business. The other type of business we saw is in that steady state. This is kind of a hangover for me from when consolidation was really trendy. Yeah, is to say, actually, we started consolidating, but we like the idea that we're having to not implement technology. We'll start to talk to you about service. There was lots of talk 2 years ago, wasn't it, about SOA and all that good stuff. Yeah, but I think customers, when that was in the press and all the analysts, it was kind of there. But I think we're starting to see customers realise, actually, I can deploy as a service. I don't need to have EMC or NetApps or Hitachi storage, as long as I have, you know, either fast or slow storage, we call it. So we start to see that standardization. And in fact, if you think about how I'm looking to drive a global offering, for me, it helps me. I'm using the VDC to standardize my infrastructures in my data centers so I can start to get economies of scale.